Tori said is a star. No, she's not. Teresa is a star. No, she's not. Teresa is a star. Hey, everyone. This is your girl, Fabulous Annie, coming with you with another recap of The Housewives of New Jersey. Woo! And I have with me Steve, my husband.
What's up, everybody?
What's up? Yeah, we just completed the second episode of the 14th season of The New Housewife of New Jersey. So we're going to give you a juicy, juicy recap of what we just saw. It started off amazing, amazing, amazing. I think to me, the whole thing about this episode, you know, because if you watched last week's episode, it ended with Freddie or whatever his name is, Rachel's husband, calling Teresa Giudice a has-been. So it seemed like this episode was kind of answering the question, is Teresa really the star of the show or not? That's my opinion. What do you think, babe?
Yeah, you know, definitely. You know, it seems like I'm not sure, babe. It was just, it wasn't the most exciting episode for me, but it seems like everybody is going after Teresa. You know, she's the star of the show.
I'm telling you.
Teresa definitely, it appears that she didn't mean harm in talking about the guy, but
yes,
but they took it that way. You know, they're just looking for reasons to go after her.
Yeah. So refreshing you guys' mind was that the last episode, Teresa attended a party that was supposed to be a surprise party for Jen Fester. Jen Fester is a longtime bestie of Margaret Joseph. So they, Jen, what's her name? Rachel and her husband, you know, Freddie, his name is Freddie, organized a surprise party for Jen Fester. And then at the party, Teresa had Freddie was expecting Louis to be at the party because remember when they had the reunion, Freddie said that Louis hired private investigator and so and so, and he said that he had a lot of things on Louis and this and that, and then Louis, they had like some sort of confrontation during the reunion, something like happened. So I think after the reunion, Louis reached out to Freddie for them to talk man to man. And then Louis said instead of him talking man to man with Louis, he wanted them to meet at Jen Fester's birthday party to discuss it. But Louis felt like he didn't want to do that with other people present. He wanted all to deviate the attention of the birthday party from Jen Fester. He didn't want to, you know, disrupt the girls' party. He wanted them to meet privately. And Freddie did not want that because Freddie is trying to hold whatever the peach or whatever it is that they hold for the New Jersey, you know, to be on the New Jersey. He's trying to create more drama so that his wife will remain on the show. So that's what it's all about. So during the birthday party, Teresa was there and they were trying to have a confrontation with Teresa. And Teresa said that, Freddie was in the same facility that she was at, you know, that he was the biggest drug dealer of something county. I can't remember the name. I called it last week. If you look at my podcast before this one, I did call the name. So that was where they ended last episode. So today was a continuation with, it started with Teresa, you know, daughter Gabriella is about to go to college at Michigan University, and she was talking about how sad she felt, and Gabriella is the glue of the family, and Louis is such a also husband, you know, hugging his wife and everything. So that's how they started. And then next, you know, also Joe Gorgas and Melissa's daughter is about to go off to college too. So they had like this birthday party for her at this nice restaurant, and then invited all of Melissa's family, you know, and we found out that Melissa is a great grand aunt or something like that, you know. So it was awesome, you know. And at the party, I think Melissa was trying to draw attention because she started to do like a kind of like a fake crocodile tears, in my opinion, you know, talking about how her family, that she's so happy that, you know, everything she does is just to get back at Teresa. That's in my opinion, you know, always. Like, I don't understand, how can't you have a discussion without you referring back to your sister-in-law? If you think, like, you proclaim that she is a nobody, she is, you don't want to talk about her, but you always, always throwing daggers at her. Because she said that, oh, she's so happy the way her family has embraced Joe Goga and this and that, that they've accepted him for giving him a position. Because one of her, I don't know whether it's her nephew, you know, like her nephew who's gay and is getting married to someone, to a guy, and they said that they wanted Joe Goga to officiate as the pastor or whatever, that he, they have to get him off, to become a, is it a pastor or a father or whatever, like, I don't even understand, you know. And then the funny thing about it is that she doesn't even understand that what the boy's intention could be is that he wants his wedding to be televised. So he's like, oh, I'm gonna get my uncle to officiate it, so at least I will have a piece of it on the show. Maybe try to replace herself, you don't even know, you know. And people just be like, oh, everything, just accept everything, you know, you don't think about it correctly, you know. And then she got like emotional, and then Joe got emotional, so that we saw that. And then what else again? But they had a beautiful cake. I love the cake. It was amazing cake. And then what else happened next? So next, now we see, we find out that Daniela is having, doesn't speak to her father, because I don't understand the reasoning. Like, these people just create drama. Like, I don't understand. She said that her father, because her brother, you know, had a beef with her or something, and the father did not stand up for her, so she decided to cut ties with the father. I'm like, really? Why do you want your father to take your side and not take his son's side? Like, the man is become is neutral. So you are both his kids. Like, why should he take one person's? I mean, like, the way these people, this Italians cut ties is like wonderful. I don't even understand what to say, but I digress. So that's how, so she was now having it's kind of like a survivor party for her husband. I don't know if I'm mixing the two names together, but she's having a survivor party for her husband, Nate. Yeah, his husband's name is Nate. So they were going to go, she invited everybody to go to the Jersey Shore. So that's what it was. So at the Jersey, next thing you see them, they're all like traveling to the Jersey Shore, and you see Teresa is Rumi. Teresa is staying with her, what do they call it? She's staying with Jen, Aiden, and then also Margaret and Paul are staying with John, with Teresa. They're all three of them. They're having a great time at Jen's house and stuff like that, you know. And then Melissa and Margaret Joseph are staying together, and then Margaret, and then also Melissa's mother is there. I think she fell with her great grandbaby or grandbaby, I don't remember which one, you know, and she like broke her elbow or something like that she did. So, but she said, they said that she broke it, but she did not land on the baby. So that's what the explanation was. And then, so we see that, and then Margaret is talking about, oh, she's so happy that she's staying with Melissa, that she doesn't want to be staying in the house where babies are crying and all sort of rubbish. I'm like, yeah, that's not even the only one I talked. Let me tell you something else that happened too. She like was sitting down, they were all sitting down. Okay, so that's another part of the story. So then I think also towards in the beginning of the story too, we see Teresa and Danielle and Jen are all getting like butt enhancements using electrons or whatever, you know, and it seemed like it was painful, but I was like, geez, look at what, if they're painful. And then Teresa is like holding it in, like she's holding it, like some people can't even do it. Like Danielle is like, oh no, I can't. I try to talk to her, she's like, oh my lord, you know, it seemed like it's really painful experience, whatever. So now, okay, let's move forward. Now they are at the Jersey Shore, and then who else again? Oh, did I miss out anybody? Oh, Rachel is housing Danielle And also Jen Fester. Jen Fester is now a full-time housewife. It seemed like it. I don't know. But I think she is now, because I think they haven't done their new poster. Maybe we'll see that she is. So they, Margaret is trying to tell her that, oh, that she, you know, they're trying to tell her that she needs to pick, she needs to not be friends with Teresa. You know, that Teresa is the enemy. Teresa is this. Teresa, that. They're trying to, like, coach her, you know, and do things like that, you know, and that. And that, and then whatever her name, Rachel's husband is saying that if you are friends with my enemy, that you can't be friends with me or something like that. Like, she's trying to make her choose and everything and stuff like that, you know. So she's like, me, I'm not choosing anything, you know. And also Margaret had told her that earlier on too, that, you know, I don't talk about me with Teresa, this and that, you know, whatever. It's like that. So then the next thing we see again is they all go, they like travel miles to get to this party that what they call it, Danielle is having for her husband Nate, you know, and it's really nice. They have like a lot of people. They flew people, I don't know, flew or moved, brought people from Washington DC, like a gospel music group. And then they have like different kinds of drinks. They have like hors d'oeuvres. They have so and so. So as I see now, they like a bunch of women also, and it seems like they're bringing in a new housewife, because she was talking. And then it's like they're testing people out, you know what I'm saying? Like they're testing what's his name, Melissa's nephew. They're trying to bring him into the group, you know. And then they're, because they, I don't understand how they gave him microphone that he's talking. Then at this party there's a new housewife that they're testing, because they were trying to ask the housewife, you know. And then okay, so all the women were all sitting down, and then there go Margaret. She's like, who's the second wife? You know, so it's like, you know, so no, there was one thing that Margaret said. She was like, first of all, I forgot to tell you, like, why they were doing the butt enhancement at Teresa's house. Margaret, Melissa, and also Rachel met and were playing pickleball. So they were like, they had a coach that was coaching them about how to play the pickleball. And then Margaret was talking about that she used to play tennis and she slept with the tennis coach or whatever. So she was like, that and to help her learn how to play the tennis. And she was horrible at the pickleball. So she was like, oh, she was like, wow. She wonders if she has to sleep with the coach, you know, to be able to get better at the pickleball. And she was laughing. And I'm like, girl, you were the same one that said seasons ago that people were calling you out of your name. Yet you're the one that keep on bringing yourself down. You were telling us that you slept with the tennis coach, whoever coach you slept with again, who knows? You were the one always making yourself look like a loose person, you know. And then yet when people try to say, then you're like, oh, you know, remember when Jennifer said that something about her and, you know, whatever, you know, that when she was trying to accuse Jennifer's husband of, I mean, she was talking about Jennifer's husband infidelity and stuff, so and they had a big quarrel, and she was like, Jennifer called her out of her name. Just, I mean, why, she's the one doing it and laughing. It was horrible. So then okay, so that was, so let's go back to the party again. So we are at the party, and then what else again, and then at the party everybody's there and they're talking about Teresa, and they're like, oh no, this and that. I mean, they are talking about her like a dog. Like, I mean, let me use my mother-in-law's expression that she's all the time. She's talking about her like, oh my goodness, they are talking about this woman like so horribly. And then as they're sitting down there walks in Teresa. Like, she's the last one to come in. She is so unbothered. Like, if unbothered was a person, she is so unbothered. Like, she walked in there and everybody, you should see Melissa's face. She's making her face one way. Margaret is throwing the face the other way. Teresa is so not unbothered. She walked in there with Louie and Polly and Dolores and Jen, and they're walking in like looking as fantastic and fabulous and gorgeous as ever. And on board, let me tell you something. So she goes in, she's like hugging, you know, the same Jen Fester. They say she shouldn't talk to her. She's hugging her. Jen Fester got up from the company she was keeping with Margaret and ho and ho. Got up, went to meet her to give her a hug. Then Danielle came, gave her a hug. I mean, like, people were just all advancing towards her and everything. Meanwhile, her sister-in-law is there with her mouth somewhere else. Margaret is, they're doing faces at each other. Teresa does not look bothered. Let me tell you something. Then they are trying to, like, Joe seems like he's trying to coach Freddie to go and attack Louie, to go and, you know, talk to Louis. And Freddie's like, I don't know. You know, he's like judging the situation, like whether he should do it, yeah or not. And then Louis and Polly are busy talking and whatever they do. So next minute, Teresa picks up Jen Fester and pulls Jen Fester to the side, and they're talking because she said that she heard that before the reunion, Margaret had invited Melissa, Joe, Rachel, Freddie, and then also I don't know, it was Jen Fester and her husband to dinner for them to discuss what they would do if Louis actually had found things on them. If Louis brings up this, what they're gonna, you know, they were trying to bring things to accuse Louis, like it was like a takedown of Louis. That's what it was. Like, oh, you know, also Frank, you know, Margaret's Frank and his girlfriend. I think, I don't know if Frank went or Frank was, I don't remember. They had like, and then they were, and then also she told Teresa that at the reunion, they had like a pretend envelope because they never opened the envelope. They just had this big envelope saying, always threatening Louis that he had things on him, dirt on him, and they never opened the envelope. And she was saying that she told them, was like, you brought dirt, but you never opened the envelope. So she, to her, she felt like it was fake. And then when she asked Teresa, she was like, did you accuse Freddie of being a criminal right now? And Teresa was like, no, I never said that. I said he was a big time drug dealer of Carroll County. I think something county. I can't remember the name of the county. Yeah, that's what she said. She was like, I'm not saying that right now. I say right now he's a businessman. He's a great father. He's this and that. He has changed his life. So she was like, I swear on my daughters and stuff like that, you know. So it was kind of interesting, you know, watching all that. And Jen was like, you know, so it seemed like Jen, she like had taken notes of what all the talk from Rachel, from Margaret, from Melissa. Can you imagine the whole thing about sister? They were at a pickleball something and Rachel was talking horribly about Teresa and Melissa was sitting down there listening to her, and then you wonder why Teresa has nothing to do with her sister-in-law. I'm like, you have a sister-in-law and you are somebody is talking hard. I don't want to understand how husband said, why would you sit down there watch something and see someone talk so bad about your sister? But you know what, he does it anyway. He's called that lady trash and everything you can think about in the book, you know, he's done everything you can think about, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, why would you sit down there and allow somebody, why would even somebody have the audacity to even talk about your sister-in-law while you are there in a very negative way? That's because you've given them authority. That is because you've showed them that you are part of them that are talking negative about your sister-in-law. So why would she not include you in her circle? Teresa is done with them. You can tell from her actions, she is done. I know it hurts. Because when you see how she's crying about certain things, it's not only because of her children and because of this and that. She is crying because I bet you she feels bad that she has no relationship with her brother. But the thing about it is that she is tired of his mess. I digress, but that's my opinion anyway. But you know, so they had a great, Danielle and Teresa had a great conversation, and Jen Fester. So Jen Fester was like, she loves Teresa. Teresa is a good person. She was like, I don't care whether Margaret thinks it's a betrayer, that she's going to stick by Teresa. So at the end of the show, guess who the star of the show is? It is Teresa Giudice. So it's amazing. I love that lady. I met her when I was in Vegas. I told you guys last week, I think. I mean, she smelled so good. She looked so good in person. I don't know why people make fun of her face. She is a beautiful lady. And Louis, fantastic. She was so nice to me. I will be her fan for real. For I love her so much, you know. So that was today's. That was today's episode. Next week seems like it is going to be terrible. juicy. So stay tuned, guys. I will break down everything. And it seems like if Teresa is hinting that they're going to find out that Margaret is the biggest liar of the whole universe. So we're going to see, allegedly. So stay tuned, guys. I'm going to break everything down for you guys next week, Sunday. Thanks for joining me tonight. It's always, always awesome to be in your presence. Don't forget to share, to follow, to like, and everything. And then don't forget also, I am on all social media, Fabulous Annie. On TikTok, Fabulous Annie. On Facebook, Fabulous Annie, also Ann Owens. And also on YouTube, Fabulous Annie Show. Follow me, like, share, comment, tell me what you like, what you don't like, and things like that. And comment and say things. What's your opinion about today's episode? What do you think? All that. And then also, I have a store on Amazon called Shiree by Fabulous Annie. It's there. I also have, what else do I have? I have so much going on. I have a storefront too. So follow, like, share, subscribe, everything. I will bring you more and more juicy episodes. Before I leave you guys, I wanted to tell you what happened this week. What happened with Teresa? Teresa made a lot of appearance on shows. And on the shows, you know, of course, they will always ask you about Melissa, but she never mentioned Melissa by the name. She was on The Talk. I think she was also on Extra. And I think she was also on Entertainment News. And some of the other shows, I can't remember. She did a lot of public appearance, looking as absolutely gorgeous as ever. And she said that she will have no relationship with them. And she also mentioned that she feels that her parents are okay with what she is doing. That I don't agree with, but it is her own opinion. Because she said that she was so close to her parents and she can feel them that she's doing the right thing. I think to me, she is tired. Whatever she's doing for her own peace of mind. I know she hurts and I think her brother hurts too. You know what I'm saying? They're siblings. Blood is always thicker than water. I will always say that. So after she did all this public appearance and made that statement about her parents, then there was a tweet that came out. I think it was a tweet or a TikTok or something that came out. Or maybe it's Instagram. I don't remember. But in the post, it was kind of funny. Because everybody is suspecting that it was Melissa that wrote it. Because it wasn't written in like, okay, they said it was the reaction of her brother. But the way the person wrote the statement was saying that, I think they said that she is a sick person. That's what the quote is saying, that she's a sick person. To think that her parents, you know, something like that, think that they're okay with what she's doing to her brother, that she is causing pain to her brother. So it wasn't written like if it was Joe, it was coming from Joe that said she is a sick person to think that my parents is okay with what she's doing. You know, they wrote it in such a way that it was like Melissa was one that was writing the story, like was writing the response. So that's why everybody suspected that it was Melissa that wrote the response. It wasn't Joe that wrote the response. But you can, find out the response and think for yourself. What do you think? What do you think? Was Melissa that wrote it or it was Joe that wrote it? You know? So that's what I wanted to leave you guys with tonight. So don't forget, join me next Sunday for another juicy recap of The Real Housewives of New Jersey by Fabulous Annie and also Steve O. Babe, do you have anything to say?
No, that was a great recap, babe.
love you guys. Always stay blessed and be fabulous. Bye, everyone.